This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we wrap Greg Palm, and we are about to head into the month of November, John, you and I did not do so well predicting how the season would go.
No, we did not. Now, I still have a horse in the race.
You still have your national champ, Notre Dame, hanging on.
Hanging on. Now, they can't lose to Navy, but if they make the college football playoffs,
you're alive.
I'm still in the game.
Now, my national champion... My national champ has a losing record as we're about to hit the month of November. Clemson is 3-4. They've lost 4 games.
Ooh.
Including
wow,
last
what
week.
Was that? I think we
or 2 weeks
was it
ago.
The roster, 16 returning starters, Heisman level quarterback.
A national champ that's won.
Yeah.
A coach that's won a couple national championships.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And you wanted him to do it his way.
Well, it looked like
you know,
they
he's
were
not
on
hitting
paper,
the portal.
On paper.
He could do it his ways, sticking it to the new way of college football. Old school business, winning out.
So John's champ is 12th. Greg, where is my preseason champ?
88th.
Okay, then.
By the way, that LSU-Clemson game, not aging well for either side.
No,
one team has fired their coach, the other's 3-4.
Uh-huh.
Boy. So why don't we do this on the eve of November?
Uh-huh.
A little re-roll. Life gives you a do-over. John, you can stick with the Irish. Or you can pick somebody else. Who would you pick to win the national title as we sit today on the eve of November?
Well, logic, numbers, and the eye test may tell you this could be the year that we thought would never happen. This would be the year that the national championship trophy would end up in Bloomington.
What?
I don't think it happens, but I do think that they're the number one team in the country right now. Now, what happens when they get to the college football playoffs and they start playing against some speed in the SEC? I don't know, but I think right now the team that I would go with is, since I'm going to give Notre Dame up for the Wolves, I'm going to go with Alabama.
I believe that was Heather's preseason national champion.
I think so.
Why would you say that? She wasn't in the conversation. We didn't invite her into this conversation. And then all of a sudden, did you guys know that I picked Alabama?
Heather knows ball.
That voice.
I think she had a decent week in the picks, too. So,
did okay.
Gonna have to watch out for that.
Did okay.
So you go Bama.
Yeah! Now you really made me mad this morning.
You want to pick somebody else?
No,
now that you
I
know
don't want to okay. pick anybody else.
A non-Heather pick?
A non-Heather pick.
So John and Heather both on Crimson Tide. I guess we could ask Heather, do you want to switch?
No, I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Okay, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah.
I was right to begin with. Why would I change? This is so annoying.
I am going to take the mulligan. I have to. Clemson has no chance to make or even win the national title. So I'm going to give the ultimate kiss of death. Everybody wants to know who season I'm about to ruin right
yeah,
now.
Why don't you go ahead and say Ohio State?
Oh, you'd love that. They're the betting favorite to win the national title.
Okay, well, why wouldn't you pick them?
Because I'm going to pick Indiana. And I'm sorry. I like Cignetti. I'm sorry to do this to him and this darling program.
Wow.
They're chopping everybody's head off. They've got a NFL style of quarterback in Mendoza.
They may have the number one overall pick.
He may be. They are good on both lines of scrimmage. Their defense brought a bunch of guys over from JMU last year, and many of those players returned this year. They have all conference players at every level of their defense. They're a well-coached team. They're battle-tested going to Autzen, one of the toughest places to play in the country. I feel like they have a more significant win than anything OSU has, and no disrespect to their win at Washington. Indiana is my pick to win the national championship.
Here's the thing about Indiana. We've seen over the course of time and you know, at times they've had a dominant offense. At times they've had a really good defense. Never have they had both.
Right.
And I really think right now they may have on both sides of the ball a top five offense and a top five defense.
You're right. I mean, look, I should shout out Surratt, their receiver. I think he's an NFL body. They feed him the ball and he makes big plays. They got a stable of running backs. Yeah, I'm going to go Indiana today if I'm taking my mulligan.
I don't hate you for it other than the fact that you've just cursed the Hoosiers.
Sorry, guys. It's a great story. I think Cignetti's a great coach.
Will they do it undefeated?
Well, if I think they're the best team, I think they'd beat Ohio State on a neutral field, and then at that point, they have to win out. So, yeah, wow, I guess I am saying the Indiana Hoosiers. Wow, this is a terrible idea.
Will it be neutral, though? Because it's going to be in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think Buckeye fans will show up.
I think that's a one key thing to keep an eye on here right now. We kind of thought that nobody would go undefeated again.
Right.
And I think it's going to be that's a challenging thing to do at this point.
How many teams are undefeated left in the country among the power teams? I think it's 5 or 6.
You've got Ohio State, Indiana, A&M.
BYU and Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is one of the Big Ten teams going to go into the playoff undefeated?
And yes, then, it sounds like it.
And then are they going to run it from there? I think that'll be a huge thing to overcome. I'm going to stick with my pick. My pick was Ohio State, Georgia. I've got two of the top seven.
Well, you don't get two teams. You get
that's the championship game.
Okay.
I had Georgia winning. I'm not going to pivot.
Okay.
Ohio State will go into that game undefeated and lose.
Okay.
Ohio State's got the best defense in the country, 216 points allowed per game. They've only given up four
yards.
Touchdowns.
Boy, you love yards. Matt Patricia, don't you?
I don't, but
to back this up, man, Ohio State looks so damn good on defense. They just sit on you and fart on your head.
Well,
and
all right.
17 points is just good enough
for
them.
How are you feeling now, Heather?
They can score 17 points and just cruise.
You're right.
They look good, and I hate saying it.
And they've used Caleb Downs, like NFL teams are going to use Caleb Downs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get to Brad Waterford. Brad, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What's
good
up?
Morning.
Yeah, cookies, man. Good morning. I'm an Indiana alum, cookies. I really thought we were friends.
Yeah.
God, man. Seriously, you just ruined my entire football season. anyways, hey, let me break this down for you. Honestly, I'm not trying to sound respectfully, I should say. If you took the name Indiana off our team and you put, say, Michigan on there, no doubt would they be the favorites. We have an NFL quarterback who is going to be the number one pick, two-headed monster at the running back position, Seraph will play on Sundays. Our trenches, offensive line is probably the best in the country. Coogan is an All-American. Our defensive line is so badass, okay? So I would argue, please, if you took Indiana off our name and put somebody else on there, you guys would be clamoring that we're the best team in the country.
Well, I think we both said that Indiana was the number one team right now.
Currently, as you sit today, they should be the number one team in America.
Yeah.
And I don't need the winged helmet on their helmets to do that.
No.
Right, right. But, John, you said speed, and I respect that. But we went out to Oregon. I think Oregon's a pretty fast team last time I checked.
Well, they are, but they're not as fast as they have been in the last couple of that, to me, was a huge eye-opener. I'm not going to discredit that one at all. Indiana going out there and handling Oregon the way they did, 100%. I think that's a huge win. Maybe the biggest win we've seen in college football in the last couple of years.
Right, I appreciate that. And we are putting a smackdown on teams. Illinois 63-7, and I know Illinois is not what they used
no.
or what they came in thinking. But we are beating these teams by 20 and 30 points.
Well, even the Oregon game was a double. Even the Oregon game was a double-digit win.
Yeah,
like Brad, I get where you're coming from, and John, I also see what you're saying. Like, there's some SEC teams that have wide receiver duos and trios that I think are going to be tough for any team in the country to match up with. Like, I think Alabama with Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams are going to be a problem. We mentioned Texas A&M with a couple of their weapons led by Casey Concepcion. There's going to be some perimeter threats that are going to challenge everybody from Ohio State to Indiana to anybody who wins the Big 12 or the ACC. So point made.
Right. And so last year, right, their one tough game, Ohio State. They lost that one.
Bad.
This year, what's different is they go out to Oregon and they put the smackdown on them. That game to me was really never in doubt. You kind of feel like Indiana controlled that one from start to finish. So they're clearly better than last year, but then they hit the playoffs and they lose in the first round to Notre Dame.
We'll find out if things are different for them down the stretch. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.